Hey guys, not sure what happened, but thank you for rejoining me here at Flow Out Loud 360. This is Tara B, your host. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you all had a great week. And if you haven't, I pray that it gets better soon. 2020 is almost over. And the one thing we can all agree on about this year is that change is needed. So many things have happened. So I implore you to help make that change happen by letting your voice be heard in our November election. If you're not registered, definitely go to our forever first lady, Michelle Obama's website, whenweallvote.org. Get registered to vote because we need your voice to be heard, the change we so desperately need. Also, it's getting close to time for school to start, and we're still in a pandemic. With all that's going on, so many people are feeling very uneasy about sending their child or their children back into the mainstream learning environment. There are so many unknowns. I just want to encourage everyone to continue to take the necessary precautions to be safe. So that so many schools are offering multiple learning environments and options for children, but we also must remember that the teachers are at risk as well. So let us keep that in mind when we're making these decisions for our families, for our children, and for those that are involved in teaching our children. We want to keep that in mind. Listen, we have so many things going on in the country right now, as well as in our personal lives. And it's definitely an added stress to what our everyday lives are already. One of my favorite quotes by Albert Einstein is, "In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity." Although we're in the middle of a pandemic, this is the perfect time for so many of us to use this time to tune into our gifts and our talents and make them work for us. There's so many books yet to be written, classes yet to be taught, video blogs and podcasts yet to be started, skills yet to be fine-tuned, songs yet to be produced, music yet to be produced. I'm sure you get the point. Technology has made it so easy to not only attend seminars and webinars, but to create the content to have and establish your own seminar, your own webinar, online for whatever your niche is. So start now, set goals for yourself, start planning out what it is you want to accomplish as a new entrepreneur and begin to invest in yourself. So what's your call to action? What will you do with your time from this point on? I've often heard the saying, life has no remote. Get up and change the channel yourself. So if we want change, it's up to us as individuals to make it. Wake up every day, tell yourself, if it's to be, it's up to me. I determine my success. So let's learn to live in the overflow. Let's learn to live in the overflow. So 360 family, if you've already taken advantage of the quarantine time to ensure that you come out better than you went in, I would definitely like for you to comment below and let me know what you're doing. Be sure to drop in your links so we can follow you and show your support as well. Okay, so definitely do that. Drop your links below. So now to the next part of this segment. It's only going to be about a half an hour tonight. Don't have a lot to say, but I would like to revisit a topic that we had discussion on a few months ago, and that's the Superwoman topic. The reason I like to revisit this is because I think it was left unfinished as far as what it means for so many other women out there wearing the Superwoman cape. And although I've heard of the Superwoman syndrome in reference to African-American women a lot because of her ability to always be seen stretching herself beyond sometimes what she can actually handle without breaking. We want to talk about it just a little more in depth, because I'm aware that we as women in general, no matter the race, we can suffer from what is known as the Superwoman syndrome. For those of you who are unaware of exactly what the Superwoman syndrome is, it's kind of like when a woman stretches herself or tries to maintain multiple roles and responsibilities and tries to be everything to everybody but herself. She's busy managing her role as a mom, a wife, a homemaker, a worker, a student perhaps. She may just be the soccer mom or the basketball mom or the baseball mom. She's taking care of her parents or her siblings who are ill. But she has this feeling that in a sense she can't fail. She can't let those that depend on her down. So we get the term Superwoman Syndrome. Whitney Houston had a song that became an anthem for women. Since I'm every woman, it's all in me. The truth of the matter is, it can lead to us becoming overwhelmed. And then after a while, that is not put in check, then it could lead to other issues, such as physical health issues, mental issues, emotional issues. And we have to find a way to care for ourselves, as well as our loved ones, in a balanced fashion. So the best care is self-care. Because what happens when we don't care for ourselves is that the lack of self-care, it trickles down to those around us. So in order to be the best version of ourselves, we need to care for ourselves, as well as whether that be physical, mentally, or emotionally, we need to take care of ourselves. Self-care is the best care. And also realize it's okay to ask for help. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the song by Alicia Keys, Superwoman. She has a verse in the song that says, "Even when I'm a mess, I still put on a vest with an S on my chest." So many of us are wearing the vest with the S on our chest. But no matter what I'm dealing with or going through, I'm still going to make it. That's basically what she's saying. I could be a wreck, but I'm still seen as Superwoman, or I'm still going to portray myself as a Superwoman. And this topic has been something that has grown among the African-American women in the last few years, because there are so many issues we are having. And it's increasing our health and emotional issues. And Black women have always been the backbone of the African-American family. So what happens is when she begins to crumble, the family begins to crumble. Other people around her begins to crumble. Everything starts to fall apart and the family suffer. And so that's why it's being dubbed as the African-American Superwoman Syndrome. One of the things I found interesting was that according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Minority Health, obesity and African-American women have the highest rate of obesity on being overweight compared to other groups in the United States. About 4 out of 5 African-American women are overweight or obese. The Superwoman Syndrome has tied this as one of the things that could be a problem. Because we take on so much, we don't care for ourselves. In 2018, African-American women were 50% more likely to be obese than non-Hispanic white women. And people who are overweight are more likely to suffer from things such as high blood pressure, high levels of blood fat, diabetes, LDL cholesterol, and all these factors are risk for strokes and heart attacks. Also in 2018, African-Americans were 20% less likely to engage in active physical activity compared to their counterparts. So we have to take care of ourselves, because these are issues that are coming about because we're so busy taking care of everybody else that we're not taking care of ourselves. Even when it comes to our mental health, we hold back and don't want to seek help. One of the phrases I often hear from people that deal with this daily is that hurt people hurt people. And the truth of the matter is, we have all seen this happen. I was reading an article on Johns Hopkins Medicine called Mental Health Among African American Women. It was reviewed by Dr. Erica Martin Richard. And it mentioned that women are as twice as likely to experience an episode of depression. Actually major depression as men. And she reported and compared it to Caucasian counterparts that African-American women are also less likely to seek help for the issue. And one of the reasons is that one of the things that has been taboo in our culture is seeking mental health help. It's been one of those things that we think is reserved, for crazy people or weak-minded individuals. And the truth of the matter is, we all need some type of mental health. As soon as it's mentioned by our peers or our family members about talking to somebody, we clam up and it's a no. But I really think it's important for us to know that it's okay to not be okay. But when you're not okay, get help so that you are. If we want to be better, we have to start to do better. And there is no time as good as now. And for all women, no matter what race you are, the time is still now to be better and to do better. So we all have some issue or issues that we can start the pathway to resolution for. Let's be helpers one to another. I didn't say all that to say that you can't be a superwoman, you can't have a vest with an S on your chest. But I did say this, if you're going to be a superwoman, don't let your health become the arch nemesis or a villain that overtakes you. Remember, your present circumstances don't determine where you go, it just determines where you start. And once again, this is Tara B. Thank you for tuning in for tonight's show. And I hope I said something to encourage you, inspire you, equip you, or awaken the little voice inside of you that has already been working to get you up and moving into your destiny. Please take the time to like, to comment, to share, subscribe to Flow Out Loud 360 on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And if you'd like to be a guest or have someone you like me to reach out to, just send me an email at flowoutloud360@gmail.com or comment below. And I'll be sure to look into it for you. Thank you for your time. I hope you have an awesome weekend and may God continue to bless you and your family.